Welcome to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to talk to a young man by the name of Aiden Hitu. We had his dad on the show a few weeks ago. And we're also going to have a young lady trying to make her name for herself in street stock racing at the Madhouse, Bowman Gray Stadium. So two great guests lined up for us tonight. But first, we're going to introduce our first guest. We want to take the opportunity to welcome Aiden Hitu to Stars Radio. Welcome, Aiden.
Thanks for having me.
It's definitely our pleasure to have you on here there, Aiden. For our listeners that may be not familiar with you, you know, a lot of people were familiar with your dad, but you're making a name for yourself in racing. Tell us a little bit about your race and how you got started.
I got started from one of my friends. He got a mini cup, and I wanted to do it, and we had a yard cart, like a kind of slow go-kart in our backyard, and there was a church down our road, and we just got the yard cart and started doing circles in the church. I think I rode it so much I popped all four tires off the yard cart.
Oh, wow.
And that's what got me started.
Well, how old are you, Aiden?
13.
So you're getting a good start on it, and tell us a little bit about some of the racetracks that you've raced at.
I race at Carteret and Dillon.
Well, between them two tracks, do you have a favorite track?
Dillon, because it's just, there's a lot more banking, and it's just a lot more fun.
Well, you've had an opportunity to race at two different tracks, and you've been very successful in what you've done so far. Tell us about some of your accomplishments that you've achieved so far.
One of them is I'm the track champion at Dillon Motor Speedway, but I've never won a race yet. I've been consistent and gotten the top five every race at Dillon.
Awesome.
And at Carteret.
And I believe you're the youngest champion that Dillon Motor Speedway's had there?
Yes, sir.
That's a fantastic thing to have on your racing resume there. Well, let me ask you a question there, Aiden. 10 years down the line, where would you like to see yourself in racing? What would you like to be racing?
I would like to be in NASCAR, and if I can't be in that, then a late model.
Awesome. Well, you know, them late models, they're pretty fast, and it takes a good little bit of work to work on them versus these mini cup cars. Obviously, you got to have some people that helps you out there. Who's some of the people to help you work on your car?
My grandpa is my crew chief, and my dad's just a person that helps. And also, MB1 Construction, Tony Harker Automotive, Aaron's Custom Exhaust, and Autos for You Transport.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and I probably already know the answer to this question. Who's your favorite driver, no matter what level it is?
My dad.
I kind of figured you was going to give us that for an answer there, Aiden. Every young driver looks up to their father that's helping them out in racing, and you shouldn't be no different. Your dad has made a great name for himself, and you guys are putting together some great banger cars to help that series get along and take off going. What are your plans here for 2017?
For 2017, I want to get my first win.
Okay.
Or at least try to.
You still going to be running the same two tracks, Carter County and Dillon?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's pretty good schedule there. Do you have any expectations of maybe traveling somewhere outside of those tracks and trying something different?
No, sir. I'm just fine with the two tracks I'm running right now.
That's great there, Aiden. Well, Aiden, somebody sent me a message. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pause there for a second. I was trying to read it. Well, what's the hardest thing that you've had to work on as far as a racing versus, you know, you run your go-kart, you know, there in the yard at the church and everything. What's the hardest thing for you that you had to learn in racing that mini cup car?
How to get around the bumps on the track and just how to work on the car in general. It's just, the car is complicated, and once you learn how to actually figure it out, then it's easy to work on.
Well, Tell us a little bit about the car, if you can, Aiden. The Mini Cups, a lot of people may not be familiar with these particular type of cars. Describe them a little bit to our listeners.
Mini Cups are small, late models with Honda motors, and they're basically just small, miniature, late models with a modified Honda motor, basically.
Well, now, do you have, like, shocks and springs on your car, or is yours a rigid chassis?
A rigid chassis.
Well, I've seen some of these little cars run at different racetracks and stuff. That's the reason I was asking. Some of these guys, I believe, do run a full suspension chassis. But it sounds like yours is just a rigid chassis car. Well, Aiden, I want to thank you for taking some time and joining us here on the show. And, man, I know I'll be at Dillon Motor Speedway before the season's out. I'll have to come up and introduce myself and talk to you a little bit. And see if you'll let me – you think I could drive that car around and track a couple laps?
I mean, I can barely even fit in it right now, so I'm not really sure if you could fit in it.
Well, trust me, son, haven't you, Aiden?
Trust me, if you can't get in it, I can't get. If you have a hard time getting it, I can't get in it. So, well, again, Aiden, I want to thank you for taking some time, and a big shout out to your parents for helping me out get this interview set up and everything. And man, if you ever want to come back on the show, man, take your daddy, give me a buzz, and we'll get you back on here.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Definitely our pleasure. And 13-year-old Aiden, he too, running Mini Cup cars, the youngest champion ever there at Dillon Motor Speedway, and he's not even won his first race yet. This young man's got a big career ahead of him. Make sure you get down to Dillon Motor Speedway or up at Carteret County Speedway up in North Carolina and check out this young man and his racing. Folks, we're going to take a break here. We come back from the break. We're going to try to have Amberlynn Brichette on the show here with us tonight and talk a little bit about her street stock racing. We'll be right back after a pit stop, so don't go nowhere, folks. Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Production is Zeus Radio Network, full Racing Green Radio. We'll be right back.
On May 19th, it's the third annual Salt Air Jam at the North Myrtle Beach Park and Sports Complex featuring Edwin McCain.
I'll be your crying shoulder.
Also performing is Jim Quick and Coastline, the Tim Clark Band, Mr. 50, special performance by Maddie and Cicely Russo, special guest MC DJ Eddie C.
These are the moments.
Help fight for the cure for cystic fibrosis at the Salt Air Jam. Presented by Beach Music Scene Magazine and Zeus Digital Marketing. Go to saltairjam.com for tickets and information.
And I could not ask for more.
Bimini's Oyster Bar and Seafood Cafe has been serving nothing but the freshest shellfish and fish since 1985. Beginning with the original location in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and now including an inland location in Greenville, South Carolina. A local's favorite, Bimini's offers live entertainment in season in a year-round vacation atmosphere. Take a trip to the islands inland. Bimini's Oyster Bar, where there are no bad days. Check out the events calendar on the website at www.bimini'soysterbar.com or click the banner here on Shack City, USA.
Hi, my name is Melissa Rogers, and I'm 10 years old. When I was only 8 days old, they gave me a sweat test and found out that I had cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a genetic terminal disease. Sometimes it's hard for me to breathe because of the thick, sticky mucus in my lungs. In only my 10 years of life, I have spent more days in the hospital than any average adult would have. But I don't let CF control my life. I'm just a normal kid like everybody else. If you would like to make a donation and help find a cure for cystic fibrosis or help find a cure for me, go to www.cff.org and help make a donation.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody, to Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Union Radio. We want to welcome our next guest, Amberlynn Brochette, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your last name correctly.
It's Brochette.
Okay. Hey, Amber, you met Patrick Reynolds up at the Madhouse a few weeks ago, and we wanted to take some time and get you on here in the show. Tell us a little bit about your racing background and how you got involved in racing.
Well, my dad raced ARCA, his name is Amber Chet. He raced ARCA for a few years, and then he had a big race. So he started racing short track. So I grew up in the shop at the racetrack. And then my dad took me out to watch some of our family's race in a dirt go-kart track called Riverside in Madison, North Carolina. And I told him, I said, Daddy, if you do not buy me one of these go-karts, I will never be happy in my life. I was 8 years old. So he bought me one for my birthday, and that's where it all started, really.
Wow. Well, you know, I knew a little bit about your dad. You know, I've been following this short track racing for a very long, long time. Now you're running the street stock division up at the Madhouse. What made you want to go run the Madhouse of all the tracks?
Well, for the past year and a half, I've been traveling. I've gone to, I think it's 13 or 14 different tracks in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. And I'm going to school for motorsports mechanics. So it's really easy for me to drive back to Winston-Salem rather than driving to South Carolina or driving to Virginia for a race every weekend. And I want to focus on work and school and racing. And I figured that Bama Gray would be my best bet. Yeah, and there are, I think there's 15,000 spectators there. So after my first race, I picked up a few sponsors. I have one sponsor going in. Now I have four. And it's been really good to me. I really like it. I grew up there. My family's raced there. My dad and my uncle and my cousins raced there. So I decided, so I might as well go ahead and take a shot at it.
Well, I got to tell you, I was just messing with you. I love the Madhouse. You know, if you've ever been there and you don't love the Madhouse, something's wrong with you. I mean, it's just a fantastic facility, and you're right. It has a big crowd, big following. So you get a lot of exposure, and it's a great opportunity for some sponsors. So, well, how's your season for 2017 been going there for you, Amber?
It's been going really good. My first race, I finished sixth, but there were two disqualifications. I started 17th. So my first finish, I got fourth. My last weekend, Saturday, I started 11th, and I finished sixth, but after one disqualification, I finished fifth. Right now, I'm leading the hard charger points, and I'm leading the working points. I'm third in overall points, and I think I'm second in the field in most popular driver votes. So, I mean, that track has changed really well. And a lot of the racers are very, very respectful to me. Most of them thought that I was a rookie, but I had an article published, and it's told that I've been racing for 10 years, that it's obvious that I'm not a rookie, and they shouldn't treat me as one, so.
I got to agree with you 100% there. And I went back and watched some of the videos from the 2017 season of your races here so far in the street stock division. And you know, it's great racing there. And, you know, it's one of them racetracks that you got to mix it up a little bit. You know, you're going to be a little beating and a little bit of banging. And that's what the Madhouse is all about. Does that seem to bother you any? Or is you're like, hey, I'm just one of the racers out here. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll drive like I've been drove, I guess is a better way to put it.
Yeah, that is exactly the way to put it, because I've never been the one to wreck somebody. I feel they've done something to me. And ever since I started with race cars, with the radios, I get permission from my dad to wreck somebody. And even then, I usually don't. I was second in a race at Caraway a couple years ago, and I had the chance to wreck the leader and get the win, but I didn't, because I feel like that would start way too much drama, and I'm out here to make a name, to get a career, to get noticed, and to be respected. And a lot of people don't like to respect me because I am a female, and I just turned 18 today. So they don't want to respect
tell
me
you happy birthday.
Newcomers. What was that?
I was going to tell you happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. But a lot of newcomers, especially females, I'm sorry, are not respected. But the way I see it, I'm just another racer. Once I put that helmet on, I consider myself, I've been a gray, I consider myself the 0-2 street car. I'm not a girl. I am just another racer. And I really hope that as the year goes on, other drivers will see me the same way.
Right. Well, from what I've heard about you and read about you since Patrick had sent me your contact information, it seems like you do have a lot of respect from the drivers, and that's great that you're allowed to do that, that everybody just treats you just like a race car driver. You know, it's like this. They don't know whether that's a man or a woman driving that race car once you take the green flag and get going. So I'm glad you just kind of have that same attitude. And hopefully you won't have none of them out there that kind of has that other side, that attitude there. But I got to ask you, Amber, I know your dad helps you out a lot, but who are some of the other people who helps you out working on a race car and getting it ready to go to the racetrack?
Well, my spotter, his name is Brad Newman. He helps a lot. He'll come when I'm at work, and he'll help my dad on the race car. Nick
you ain't talking about bad Brad, are you?
Huh?
You ain't talking about bad Brad, are you?
No, Brad Newman, the photographer / my spotter.
I know who you're talking about.
He comes in the house and works on the race car, and then Nick Beatty helps, and he's he's the son of our diesel mechanic for the big truck. And then my mom helps as much as she can, and there's a lot of people that just come down and hang out and help Dad, like let him bounce ideas off his head. We have a guy named Josh that helps us a lot this year. We've had a lot. We've been blessed to have a lot of people help us out. It's hard to name all of them, but.
Well, that's fantastic that you have those people. What about sponsors? You got any sponsors that you'd like to recognize here on the show tonight?
Of course. Classic Carburetor Rebuilders of Eden, North Carolina has helped us out. It's been really supportive of us. Peace Out Base of Hickory Tree. They've been really supportive of us. Jerry Hunt Super Center. And today we picked up another one, Allstate, the Jeffrey Davis agency in Walkertown. They came aboard this morning. And so I guess like a birthday present, or maybe it's because I bothered them enough, but they came aboard, and they're really nice. I'm a waitress at Little Richards, and they come and, you know, talk crap to me and play around and everything. So they're really sweet people.
Well, Amber, if people want to keep up with you for the remainder of the 2017 season, where's the best place for them to go to get that information?
Amberlin Racing on Facebook. I post every day or every race day. I post starting positions, finish positions, and updates throughout the day. And they can message me on there, and I reply within probably 10 minutes. And I connect with a lot of the fans, and I try to keep up with everybody, but you know, it gets kind of hectic sometimes, but Facebook is definitely the best place. I also have a website. It's amberlin2.com, and I post finishing and recap stories on there.
Awesome. I know a lot of times I'll get emails or Facebook messages after the show, and people say, well, where can I go find out about this person you had on the show and everything? And I always like to ask our guests, you know, so that they put that out there, because after the show's over with tonight, you can go back and listen to it. It'll be on demand. I'll tag you in a little bit later on this afternoon, so you can share it with any of your friends, post it on your website or whatever you want to do with it. But I want to thank you for taking some time and coming to join us here tonight, Amber. It really means a lot. I know we actually talked about trying to get on last week, but you were working, but you were off tonight because it was your birthday again. Happy birthday from everybody here at Stars Radio and Racers Reunion Radio and Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, which will be up next. I thank you very much for taking some time and joining us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for the happy birthday wishes.
Absolutely, and we'd love to get you back on during the 2017 season here sometime and talk some more racing, see how the season's going.
Yep, no problem. Just let me know.
Sure will. Amberlin On Facebook is the best. Amber Lynn Racing is the best way to find her on Facebook, folks. Go check her out. She's going to make a name for herself. She's a young lady who's doing making great strides and being one of the top racers over there at Bowman Gray at the Madhouse. Folks, time for us to get out of here tonight. I want to thank Jeff Gilder for all the hard work that he does to produce these shows and kind of put him on the spot a little bit tonight by having two guests at one time in one show. I don't normally do that, but Jeff worked it right through and made it all happen. Appreciate all the hard work that Jeff works on and makes sure everything works here at the station. Remember, you got Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report coming up at 7:30, and then you got Racing and Rocking with Bill, Barb, and John at 8 o'clock. So you still got a lot more of Race Talk Radio, so don't go nowhere. Folks, our military unit of the week is the 1st Air Naval Gunfire Liaison Company out of California. They didn't tell me where in California, so I'm not exactly sure where they located at, but it was a Staff Sergeant Richard T. Johnson that sent me the email. If you want to be the military unit of the week, my email is starsradioshow@yahoo.com. If you got a track you want us to talk about, send us the same email there. We appreciate everybody tuning in and listening tonight. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless.
On May 19th, it's the 3rd annual Salt Air Jam at the North Myrtle Beach Park.